Well, hello there, redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. That's right, that's what the song starts off saying, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. The redemption, what is redemption? This is what Jesus did by buying us off the slave market of sin, getting us out of the devil's grip, getting us out of dead religion, getting us out of sinful works, getting us out of dead works. Jesus came to set us free. And what is the purpose of redemption? I want to talk about that today. One of the great and beautiful purposes of redemption. Here in the book of Colossians, Paul's epistle of Paul to the Colossians, there it says in verse, here we are in the first chapter, and we'll look at verse 20. It says, this is what Jesus did on the cross. And having made peace through the blood of his cross unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And he says that there's peace. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, just God is love, and he has no, you know, bad judgment side or angry side, that it's just God is good, God is love. And yes, God is good and God is love, but sometimes when we're not living the way God wants us to, his love doesn't feel like love. And so here it tells us that there was enmity between us and God. We were enemies from God. We were aliens to God, wicked minds, wicked works. But this act on the cross of Jesus paying our fine and going in our place has changed the attitude of God toward us when we repent. There's a chance for us now to be reconciled. Now, we have to turn to him. We have to seek him. We have to repent. We have to believe. And it says here that we've been reconciled. That means this problem is solved between us and God through his death. And it said now he is able to present us holy. The Bible says without holiness we won't seem unblameable. The Bible says there's no condemnation of them that are in Christ, and unreprovable. You know, if you're unreprovable, that means you're lining up with all you're supposed to do, and you can't be fussed at. You can't be corrected. And I think that is just wonderful. But, you know, this there's actions that has to take place. You know, Peter on the day of Pentecost said to save yourselves from this untoward generation. And so there are things that we have to respond rightly to and do, putting on, putting off, believing or unbelieving. You know, there's always a choice, an option there. And may we always choose to obey God. And I love what it says here. It says that we're holy, unblameable, and unreprovable. But it says here, if, in verse 23, you know there are like 1,522 ifs in Scripture. Many things are conditional. That little two-letter preposition, if, is telling you and I that there's a condition on this, to be holy, unreprovable, and unblameable in sight. He says, if you continue in the faith, you got to keep believing, grounded. You got to know the word. You got to be having the word in you settled. You can't be like a roller coaster and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. You got to stay. You got to endure to the end. You got to keep on keeping on, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. And he says, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So I just want you to know today, there's a redemption in Jesus. There's a salvation. Would you only believe? Would you keep believing? You know, it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. We have got to endure to the end if we're going to be saved. You know, and I'm just so glad that we don't have to do this alone. Christ has promised to intercede for us. He's promised to give us the Holy Ghost. He's promised to give us all we need for life and godliness. If we seek him, we'll find him. If we ask, we'll receive. And that's the promise. There's no need for you and I to be bankrupt from the things of God. We can have all we need through Jesus Christ. We can be holy people. We can obey God. The Bible says if you don't obey the gospel, you'll go to hell. And you and I need to obey the gospel. And the Bible says it this way, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, John 14:15. First John goes on to say, we love him and we keep his commandments and they're not grievous. Well, bless you today. This is Brother Jeff thanking you for your call, hoping that you will just strengthen your faith in the things of God. If you'd like to leave us a message or contact us in any way, 099 will answer the voicemail there, and you can leave us a message. Grace and peace to you today. Keep believing and following Jesus.